Taiwan condemns shameless China for accepting global earthquake condolences. By John Hayward on April 4, 2024. The Taiwanese Foreign Ministry on Thursday expressed outrage at China for stepping forward to accept messages of sympathy from around the world for the deadly earthquake that struck eastern Taiwan on Wednesday morning. Even as Taiwanese rescue workers were still working to recover earthquake victims and restore power and transportation to the disaster area, China's Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations, UN, Geng Shuang, decided it would be a good time to reassert that Beijing truly owns the democratically governed autonomous island. So all condolences should be directed to the Chinese Communist Party. Geng was attending a UN meeting about children's rights when another of the participants mentioned the Taiwan earthquake. Geng said that his government was concerned about the damage to China's Taiwan and was prepared to render assistance. "We thank the international community for its expressions of sympathy and concern," he said. "This was too much for the Taiwanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, MOFA, which issued a statement saying it solemnly condemns China's shameless use of the Taiwan earthquake to conduct cognitive operations internationally." MOFA said Geng's remarks demonstrate that China has no goodwill towards Taiwan. Taiwan and China had a testy exchange on Wednesday when Taiwan's Mainland Affairs Office rebuffed an offer of earthquake assistance from Beijing's Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council. "We noticed that the mainland's Taiwan Affairs Office had expressed concern about the earthquake and waters off Hualien this morning. We greatly appreciate its concern, but there is no need for the mainland side to assist us in disaster relief," the Taiwanese office said. Time magazine on Thursday recalled that China and Taiwan had a comparably tense exchange after the devastating Taiwan earthquake of 1999. In fact, lingering bitterness from the earlier quake could be one reason the Mainland Affairs Office was so brusque with its Chinese counterpart. The Taiwanese felt China took advantage of the 1999 quake to inappropriately assert its claims on the island and also blamed Beijing for delaying international emergency relief flights and shipments. The chief of the Mainland Affairs Council at the time accused China of making political gestures at the expense of one country's disaster. "Aid from China is always conditional," Associate Professor of Political Science Jia Yanchong of the National University of Singapore told Time. China further alienated Taiwan by deciding to launch yet another huge, intimidating set of air and naval patrols into Taiwan's Air Defense Identification Zone, ADIZ, on Tuesday, the largest of China's exhausting gray zone incursions in 2024 so far. The Taiwanese Ministry of National Defense announced 30 PLA, People's Liberation Army, aircraft and 9 PLAN, People's Liberation Army Navy, vessels operating around Taiwan were detected up until 6 a.m. today. 20 of the aircraft entered Taiwan's northern, middle line, and SWDIZ, southwestern air defense identification zone. The latest show of force from China came immediately after dictator Xi Jinping spoke with President Joe Biden by telephone for the first time in almost 2 years. The White House readout of the call said Biden emphasized the importance of maintaining peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait and the rule of law and freedom of navigation in the South China Sea. Xi evidently decided to respond by sending a swarm of warships and combat aircraft into Taiwan's ADIZ,